Hello, it is Monday, January 9th, 2023, and here are readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm 7, 1 through 9, 1 Chronicles 7, 1 through 40, and Acts 10, 34 through 43. We're going to start today with Psalm 7, 1 through 9. O Lord, my God, in you do I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me, lest like a lion they tear my soul apart, rending it in pieces with none to deliver. O Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there is wrong in my hands, if I have repaid my friend with evil or plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it, and let him trample my life to the ground and lay my glory in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up against the fury of my enemies. Awake for me. You have appointed a judgment. Let the assembly of the peoples be gathered about you. Over it, return on high. The Lord judges the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. Oh, let the evil of the wicked come to an end. And may you establish the righteous, you who test the minds and hearts, O righteous God. 1 Chronicles 7, 1 through 40. The sons of Issachar, Tola, Puh, Jashub, and Shimron, 4. The sons of Tola, Uzi, Raphaiah, Jeriel, Jahamai, Ebassam, and Shamil, heads of their father's houses, namely of Tula, mighty warriors of their generation, their number in the days of David being 22,600. The sons of Uzai, Izariah, the sons of Izariah, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All five of them were chief men, and along with them, by their generations, according to their fathers' houses, were units of the army for war, 36,000, for they had many wives and sons. Their kinsmen belonging to all the clans of Issachar were in all 87,000 mighty warriors enrolled by genealogy. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, and Jediel, 3. The sons of Bela, Esbon, Uzi, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Ir, 5 heads of fathers' houses, mighty warriors, and their enrollment by genealogies was 22,034. The sons of Becher, Zimra, Joash, Eliezer, Elionamai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these were the sons of Becher, and their enrollment by genealogies according to their generations as heads of their fathers' houses, mighty warriors, was 22,200. The son of Jediel, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Chinanah, Zenthan, Tarshish, and Ishahar. All these were the sons of Jediel, according to the heads of their fathers' houses, mighty warriors, 17,200, able to go to war. And Shupim and Humpen were the sons of Hushim, the son of Ahir. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Guni, Jazer, and Shalum, the descendants of Belhar. The sons of Manasseh, Azriel, whom his Aramim concubine bore. She bore Machir, the father of Gilead, and Machir took a wife for Humpen and for Shumpen. The name of his sister was Makkah, and the name of the second was Zelophehad, and Zelophehad had daughters, and Maacah, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she called his name Peresh. And the name of his brothers was Sherish, and his sons were Ulam and Rakam. The son of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, the son of Machir, son of Manasseh. And his sister Hamelocheth bore Ishod, Abizer, and Mahlah. The sons of Shemidah were Aina, Shechem, Lekai, and Anaim. The sons of Ephraim, Shuthulah, and Bered. His sons, Tahath, his son, Eladah, his son, Tahath, his son, Zabad, his son, Shelithelah, his son, and Ezer and Elad, whom the men of Gath who were born in the land killed because they came down to raid their livestock. And Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brothers came to comfort him. And Ephraim went in to his wife, and she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Beri, because disaster had befallen his house. His daughter was Sarah, who built both lower and upper Beth Horon, and Uzen Sarah. Rapha was his son, Reshepha his son, Telah his son, Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, Joshua his son. Their possessions and settlements were Bethel and its towns, and to the east Naran, and to the west Gezer, and its towns Shechem and its towns, and Aiah and its towns, also in possession of the Manassites, Beth Shean and its towns, Tanach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these lived the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, Beri, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Beri, Heber, and Malachiel, who fathered Birdaziah. Heber fathered Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet, Pashach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These are the sons of Japhlet. The sons of Shemir, his brother, Roga, Jehubah, and Aram. The sons of Helam, his brother, Zophah, Imnah, Shelash, and Amal. The sons of Zophah, Suha, Harifer, Shual, Beri, Imra, Bezer, Hod, Shama, Shelesha, Itharan, and Biar. The sons of Jether, Jophanuel, Pispa, and Ara. The sons of Ula, Ara, Hanil, and Rizai. All of these were men of Asher, heads of fathers' houses, approved mighty warriors, chief of the princes. Their number enrolled by genealogies for service in war was 26,000 men. Acts 10, 34 through 43. So Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him, and we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witness, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.
You're my reason.